Welcome back. It's the Divine Faith Podcast. We're talking about current events.
Think about whenever you got into spirituality. Was it a time where you were most stable?
Faith, you are just so on point.
Okay, this one is probably going to be a little short, unless there is something that comes out that we just have to talk about. But this reading should be pretty cut and dry when it pertains to these two individuals. Who am I talking about? I am talking about rappers DaBaby and Meg Thee Stallion. Now, I don't know if those two did a song before. I think they have did a song or maybe a couple songs in the past. Of course, DaBaby has pretty much been maybe a little bit put to the back of the bus, blackballed a little bit type of energy when it comes to things that he has said about the LGBTQIA+, is that right? Things that he said about their community, amongst other things. So, you know, the latest thing is that he's saying that he had sex with Meg Thee Stallion the day before she said Tory Lanez shot her. Now, there's a little bit of, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's misinformation, but there is like this energy going around where they're saying that DaBaby said that, making it seem as if it's a definite that Meg was shot by Tory. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he was saying that was what Megan told him, or that's what Megan said. I know a lot of people have been saying, oh, he just confirmed. So now we can wrap the case up when it pertains to Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion when it comes to him allegedly shooting her in the foot, or that's just what she says. You know, the latest update when it pertains to the two of them is that Meg's ex-best friend, Kelsey, has been called into court. We don't know if she has to testify or whatever the situation is, but this thing keeps being postponed. I wonder why they keep postponing this. It is kind of weird. I mean, I don't know how this goes, but either way, so on this particular episode, I'm going to take a look when it pertains to, is this true or is it false? Now, we know how this goes sometimes. Some people will just say stuff because they need to have a little bit more clout added to their name because they're struggling a little bit to get the views, to get the numbers, to get the etc. So they go low. And I guess we go lower to the devil's den. I don't know. I don't know. But it is the most random thing you could have possibly said. I think he just released his album. So maybe this is a part of him trying to get his album sales up. I really don't know if that's going to help him much at this particular point because people are just not dealing with him. You know, there's a little bit of history when it pertains to DaBaby. I think at one point he was on trial or there was some sort of lawsuit or case that he was dealing with when it pertains to, I think, shooting someone or killing someone in like a Walmart or something like that. But I believe he got off because of self-defense and possibly other testimony from other people that was there. This is in the earlier stages of his career. So there has been like a multitude of things that has added to why the world in a manner is like trying to put him on mute. Okay, so to add insult to injury, he now is coming out and saying that Hot Girl Summer touched his pita whacker. So I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm gonna have to take a look. I mean, is it a lie? Is it true? It doesn't really help Meg's case at all. I mean, of course she is dating somebody, but outside of that, it doesn't really look good because her manager or the guy who signed her at first, he's like the baseball player. I think his name is like Carl Crawford or something like that. He alleged the same thing, like pretty much Meg was being like a pass around or she was sleeping with all these different people in the industry. And it's almost just like, well, if you're saying all this, where's the receipts? No receipts have been presented, but these people are coming. Well, maybe not these people. This person is coming out of the woodworks and And allegedly, didn't Tory say he slept with Megan and her best friend? Probably different nights, but ooh, this is not good looking good. Obviously, she has her thing for short men. Am I gonna knock her for that? No. Because you know they're kind of nice, you know, but so I understand maybe a little bit why, you know, she maybe likes the short guys, I mean they're kind of funny too, because they kind of like to have that anger streak going on, and you just never know what the hell's gonna come out of their mouth unless it turns like super toxic and they do some crazy stuff that you just cannot ignore. But outside of that, I mean, the ones I met ain't that bad. Okay, they got good jokes. But like I said, you don't want to run into those where, you know, they are too busy trying to pump their chest up too much. That just gets way too toxic. And then it's just like, okay, let me step away before this get bad. So again, like I said, we're not going to spend too much when it pertains to us taking a look into this particular situation. I actually did do somewhat of like a breakdown on these two. This had to be maybe a year ago whenever the whole thing happened. I did a breakdown on my other channel and I looked at their synastry, I think, of their charts in terms of whenever this whole alleged shooting took place. And it's so weird how I brought up the best friend knows something, and lo and behold, she I think I said the best friend may have had her hand on the trigger or did something of that magnitude, allegedly. And it's so weird how she's been called into court. So I will be watching to see how this plays out. But outside of that, I'm gonna look up birthdays. I know Meg is an Aquarius. I just don't know her birthday. DaBaby is a Capricorn first day. For this, you know, this whole time I thought he was a Sagittarius. But he's a Capricorn. He is embodying that devil card, isn't he? And then we're going to look at Meg the Stallion's birthday, and her birthday is February the 15th, the day after that. I did not know that. She's the day after Valentine's Day. Isn't that interesting? So Jonathan, that's his name. Is it on the floor somewhere? Yes. All right, guys, I'm all shuffled and ready to go. Oddly enough, whenever I was shuffling my first set of cards, something was just telling me that I might have to pull the past life cards on this particular situation when it comes to Megan. And I believe the baby's real name is Jonathan. Maybe. What is his name? I don't know if that's his name. I don't know this man's name. John, I don't know. Whatever. Now I'm going to have to look at it, or I'm going to be obsessed over finding out his real name. I feel like his real name is Jonathan. It is. Okay, Jonathan, I was correct. So we're going to take a look. I guess I'll take a look at the past life cards first and kind of see what is the story here when it pertains to these two. Have they met before? Is this the first time? Is there some sort of karmic connection that these two need to resolve? Things like that. So we have communal living, Celtic. Spirituality and religion, very churchy. Angels, persecution, inquisition. Oh my God. Persecution, inquisition, persecution. So based off of the past life energy that I'm getting here, I see the vibe that one of them was stealing a lot from the other person. It feels more so like jealousy, because one of them was definitely poverty stricken in a past life. But there's also this energy here of always being the scapegoat when it pertains to things happening, always being accused of stealing, always being accused of something. Even if they didn't do it, we're automatically going to blame you because you're the poor one. So there's this animosity between the two of them, and it feels it's more so along the lines of like, of you owe me in some type of a manner. I would say the one that was poor was definitely the one that was very, very fixated on religion, trying to make sure that they remain clean, trying to make sure that they stay on the straight and narrow. Like, I can't sin, because if I sin, then I'm gonna go to hell type of energy. So one of them was very religious, I would say, in a past life, but that religion kept them poverty stricken. It's that energy where you realize that the path you've been following, you're like, when is it gonna be my time? When am I gonna like not be poor? And then like you wake up and you're just like, nobody's coming to save me. This God or these gods that I've been praying to, they're not coming to save me. What the hell am I going to do? And then it like turns into anger. Like I said before, animosity. Okay, but I would say one of them has a very dire, poverty-stricken past life. Also reminds me of that kid that just gets in trouble for attention at school because other people are getting attention and they're not. So it's like, let me stir up some trouble. So then I know you'll have to pay attention to me. Medicine man or woman. Forgiveness. High priest or priestess. I feel that one of them also had to apologize to the other person in the past life. It almost comes across like one of them tried to poison the other person, like poison their food. But there was some sort of apology. This feels like an apology that was made on someone's deathbed. So the energy coming through here, again, one of them was some sort of a thief, constantly taking from the other person in a previous life because of jealousy or animosity. And it seems like enemies, to be honest. But then whenever it came down for, you know, this person to pass away on their deathbed, then they want to apologize. Not, I don't necessarily see that they apologize to them, but they want to apologize to God, ancestors, whoever was watching or whoever they thought was watching over them. They want to, like, you know, ask for forgiveness. Like, you know, I didn't mean it. It was this, it was that. But this is literally on their deathbed, so they really didn't get a chance to, in manner, apologize to that person. It just feels like the energy comes across like stuff keeps coming up missing, and you're trying to figure out who the hell is taking my stuff. That's the energy I'm getting here between the two of them. Yeah, very young soul. It feels that I'm gonna have to see karmic relationship. Mm-hmm. Baby, transportation, karmic relationships, spouse, Atlantis. One of them is going to marry a water sign from what I'm seeing here, or somebody that they have a very deep, or they, it may be someone that is deep in the spiritual realm that they may end up marrying. But a marriage is coming from what I'm seeing here. A marriage and possibly a baby. Or this could simply just represent the life that one of their ancestors wants them to take. They don't want them to be out there in this manner when it pertains to entertainment. It's like, get out of there. Get out of there. You know, I don't want you to do that. Honestly, I believe this feels more so like Megan. Megan's ancestors do not want her to be in the field of entertainment. They're like, get out of there. Give your life back over to God. Have a baby. Find a relationship. Get married. You don't have to do that. I don't know if she is involved in the healthcare field, or maybe this was something that she wanted to do whenever she was younger. This would probably be a suggestion that was made by an elder of hers, because it's sitting right underneath the angel's card. So, I mean, there may be a baby coming for her, not right now, possibly in the future, but this baby also could be a vibe of being very, very protected by ones from the other side. They see you as their baby, trying to protect you, but they do not agree with this particular field. They're like, get out of it. Too much traveling is bad for your lungs. Smoking too much weed, that's the energy I'm getting here. The King of Wands, yeah. Fire sign. The Queen of Pentacles. I don't think these, if these two are supposed to be in a relationship, I may croak over. But I don't think so. Because that just doesn't seem, there's two women here. One earth, one water. This actually may be DaBaby. Even though he is a Capricorn, getting very fiery type of energy tied to him. If you hear thunder, it's you know, of course, it's about to start raining. So we're gonna, you know, my favorite time of the day, or my favorite time, you know, whenever it starts raining. But this actually may be DaBaby in a relationship with two women, or it has two women that seem to be loyal to them, very submissive, very bowed down, but allegedly, energetically, I actually feel that he is kind of abusive. There's a water sign in particular that he's worried about. Okay. Five of Swords. Criminal activity. You got to be careful, because there is some sort of criminal activity going on from what I'm gathering here. We may not hear about this right now. This could be something that comes out. I'm actually hearing 2023 or 2025, somewhere in between there, when it pertains to some sort of criminal activity from the past. But yeah, so now I'm glad that I clarified, because now the story is becoming clear. DaBaby was the thief here. Megan was the one that had more. I'm not saying that she had everything, but she had more than him. But he, from what I'm seeing in a past life, he took it some type of way, because of the way he's given it to me. It comes across like, oh, you think you're better than me. Let me get that. Let me take that from you, type of vibe. But she really didn't care. Maybe she had quite a bit, but she really didn't care. It was one of those things where it's, who the hell is stealing from me? But then it's kind of just like, ugh, you know, whatever. I'm not going to worry about it. So he doesn't like her because of her attitude. He feels she's entitled, smug. There is a powerful white woman. I actually am hearing that she's like an attorney, but she may just come from a line of attorneys. But there is a powerful white woman that is standing behind Megan, or protecting her in a way. I know you guys probably think I might be crazy for this, but they actually may be tied to the Kardashians, but I could be wrong. Okay. But there is definitely someone with power standing behind Meg on her side. She may not be, she's either that, or she, you know, European descent, you know. I'm going to clarify this card that I'm seeing. I would say Meg probably hears voices, but she can't decipher what those voices are. Clarify the card. Seven of Wands, the Ace of Swords. It is Meg. This would be her right here. So we have the Ace of Swords. We have the King of Cups. So Scorpio energy. It's either an air sign or a water sign from what I'm picking up. Okay. I don't know who her publicist is, but it could be her publicist. But I'm telling you, there's some type of powerful figure that stands right behind her that's like hovering. They hover to make sure that she doesn't go into poverty from what I'm seeing here. Mm-hmm. King of Cups. King of Cups is very open relationship type of vibe. They may swing both ways, honestly, with the King of Cups. So, and it could be Meg in this instance, to be honest. The baby gives me very, almost said it. I hate to say it. He kind of gives me serial killer vibes, to be honest. But I don't get that swinging both ways type of energy. There is two women standing behind him who are very submissive, in line, where he's kind of just like, get in line, don't say shit type of thing. And they're kind of just like, okay. It feels very master type of vibe. Like, yes, master, no master. That's kind of bizarre, but I am getting that energy whenever I look at the way that they're looking at him energetically. One of them definitely has a child by him. The other one maybe has a child. I didn't look too deep into it. But he doesn't like her. Maybe this is where I've caught him. Maybe this is where I've caught him now. But even still, maybe he didn't like her in the past. And maybe he's just sleeping with her. Does that happen? Do guys sleep with women that they don't like? I mean, look, I guess I won't put it past anybody. Because, you know, crazier shit has happened. So let's take a look. I'm not saying they slept together. I'm about to look right now. If they slept together. Page of Swords. Okay. I got this from Megan's perspective. I did not ask Jonathan. Okay. Well, okay. I don't think it's too far-fetched to say that she is trying to get out of a deal. I think that has been going around, but she may have to stick this out, possibly for like less than 2 years, or it could be 2 years that she may have remaining on this. She doesn't feel that she is getting much help from the government at this particular time. A lot of going back and forth. Actually, it feels like she's meeting with an attorney right now about this particular situation. She's saying that he's lying. That's what she's saying. But I'm gonna, you know, I'll look from his perspective as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, disappointment. We're gonna see. Even though she's saying no, I'm gonna check on his side and see if he's saying yes. But I'm not saying yes, but hypothetical. If they did, it wasn't good. She's saying it wasn't good. She just wasn't impressed. See, the thing is with her, it feels that this is a issue where she seems to kind of like fall, a little bit melt when it comes to someone being nice to her. This is something that she should not do. She can't fall through the cracks for every person that are just like, oh my God, you're so pretty. I like your smile, or just even a simple compliment like, you look good today. She takes that to the next level, even if that's not what it's supposed to be. Very childish, childlike behavior. Think about whenever you found out the first boy liked you. You're just like, shit, I don't know what to do. This is crazy. You know, it kind of, you kind of like get nervous or one of those things, because it's just like, what am I supposed to do? I've never really had somebody like me. That is the energy that I get from her. Okay. Six of Swords. Oh, okay. Maybe she might be changing her tune on this one because she's bringing up something that should have been left in the past. Queen of Pentacles. The Sun. The Empress. The Five of Cups. The Nine of Pentacles in reverse. Two of Cups. She's not giving me any energy here that they slept together. Just from what I'm seeing here. She's saying no. Like in a manner, she's like, why would I be foolish enough to sleep with you? He propositioned her, though. That's what she's saying, for it in the past. This could go back as far as 2018, 8 months ago or 19 months ago. So again, we're talking about during the pandemic time frame. I don't know if they traveled to some sort of concert or performance together, but I'm getting that vibe from her as well when it pertains to this. But there was some sort of, there was a proposition. Let me say that. There was a proposition that was made. That's what I'm getting from her side. Okay. Wait a minute. I don't know if this relationship that she is in with this person, I don't know if there's an age difference, but I'm actually picking up an older man that she is communicating with or something. There's some sort of older man, unless she is the older one in this situation. But he's going to hang on to this. But for her, she's kind of just like, oh, you're really trying to hang on to this lie. She's not denying that an offer was made. Mm-hmm. She's bitter. She's bitter about something. Oh, Lord. Some sort of A&R executive took advantage of her. They seem kind of heavy set to me. From what I'm seeing here, they may be balding a little bit. This may be the older man that I was picking up. But yes, maybe she doesn't remember, or maybe she does. Maybe she possibly tried to push that to the past, but she definitely has been hurt by someone. In the 12th house is here. So she still feels like indebted or imprisoned by this person in a manner when it pertains to her energy. This gives me the vibe when this person comes in the room, she shuts down like a child. Hold on. That sounds like a... There's a name. I'm pretty sure he's a basketball player. What? Okay. I don't know why I'm picking up some sort of basketball player. I heard Eric Bledsoe, but I also heard like Shaquille O'Neal. Something about them too tied to her. Okay. that probably doesn't do with the situation, but for some reason it was coming up. Okay. But she's giving me a no. Okay. Let's ask the baby. But I'm not saying those two are A&R executives, but there's like way too many people, men, I would say, circling around her. Way too many. But let's see. You know, this guy, he's hard to read. And I'm just being honest. He's hard to read. Okay? Like, you know, he just is. I don't know why. I don't know why he's so hard to read, but he definitely is. He's trying to keep himself out of prison. I said it before whenever I was looking at the past life cards. He's trying to keep himself out of prison. His hands are not clean. Five of Swords. He's at that point in his career where it's almost just like, I don't care what they think. So even if it's a lie, I don't care. Two of Wands. Lovers. You see, I'm telling you, there's this water sign that he is like really smitten about. I don't know where she is. Maybe she's hidden. He's not in a relationship though. He's single. If somebody says that they're in a relationship with him, that would be a lie because he's not. But judgment. Uh-oh. There is some sort of group sex thing that the baby heard about Meg Thee Stallion. I can see why her ancestors are like, get the hell out of this career. Like, seriously, fast. Allegedly. Knight of Pentacles. I'm telling you, he's abusive. I mean, allegedly again. I am totally getting that, but it never gets spoken out. You know? That never gets brought up for some reason. He got a secret baby mama somewhere. Somebody's pregnant. Speed Earth sign. Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Like him. Maybe with the... Or they have an Earth sign moon. Okay. Something is unfair. Something is unfair. Guys, I'm getting to know. On his side too. Remember I talked about that jealousy thing from the past life? Two of Cups, King of Cups, the Strength card, the Ten of Pentacles, the Page of Swords. Oh yeah. Ace of Pentacles. He seems like he's looking for money. So there will be some sort of money. There may possibly be some sort of application that he's going to submit to get some sort of money. Or this may have been something that was already submitted in the past. So it does feel like there is some sort of money coming his way. I wonder if there is a plot to him to humiliate her, to be honest. Because it kind of is feeling that way. He has to be careful because something of his is going to be repossessed. Yeah, he's going to get into a relationship with that water sign person that I talked about. Looks like a Cancer. Five of Pentacles. This guy's never happy. It doesn't matter what it is. He's just never happy. Yeah. Okay, that's a daughter that he already has. So a daughter that he already has seems like that she's pretty talented. Maybe they don't know yet. She may not be old enough. This guy seems to... Okay, so I can see him making the transition to businessmen. Not right now. It will be in the far future, but he's going to have to go through something first that may be tied to something that he did regarding finances or something that... You know, he stole or something like that. And then it will go, and then it may go some time where he doesn't do anything. But I see him making a transition into being a businessman. I don't think he's going to get married. There is a water sign woman that he really is smitten with. She's around him right now. She's quite submissive. She doesn't have a child by him. But the thing is, once you have a child by this guy, it wrap it up. I mean, you're never going to like be with him again because he's just not interested. So odd. But yeah, so he lied. So yeah, I get a no in terms of them sleeping together. But I wonder, like I said, if this is some sort of humiliation thing that is being spread about when it pertains to Meg Thee Stallion. It kind of feels that way, but I'm not getting sex here. It was offered, but there's no engagement. Okay. So guys, this has been another episode. I hope you enjoyed it and see you later.